indications are for steady to higher fed cattle prices this week. Consumers paid more for beef last year and less for pork and poultry. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 21st of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Wednesday afternoon, but there were several suggestions for steady to higher trade this week. For instance, choice 2 to 4 steers traded at mostly 125 to 128 a hundredweight at Sioux Falls in South Dakota. As well, there were no takers, but three Kansas lots passed out for $125 at the weekly Fed Cattle Exchange auction. That figure was steady with last week's country trade in the region. Cattle futures edged higher too, especially live cattle, which closed an average of 46 cents higher, except for unchanged in the back two contracts. Except for an average of 17 cents lower in the back two contracts, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 11 cents higher. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents higher, while soybean futures closed 1 to mostly 2 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were lower on light demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 78 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $216.49 a hundredweight. Select was $2.04 lower at $211.50. Here's a sampling of price trends from the weekly Wednesday sales monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers traded mostly steady at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers there sold $1 to $3 higher. A day earlier, steer calves sold steady to $2 lower, while heifer calves sold $2 to $3 lower. There are 6,750 head on offer across both days. At Huss Platte Valley Livestock in Kearney, Nebraska, steers and heifers sold mostly steady, with 3,336 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds sold steady to $5 higher at Winter Livestock Auction in Dodge City, where there were 1,823 head. Steers weighing 800 to 850 sold mostly steady to firm in a limited test. Feeder heifers weighing 650 to 800 pounds sold mostly steady to $2 lower. Steer calves weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds sold mostly steady to firm, while heifer calves weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds sold steady to $4 higher. Major U.S. financial indices continued to leak higher Wednesday, supported by release of last month's minutes from the Federal Open Market Committee. Those minutes underscored patience relative to future increases in interest rates. According to the minutes, participants noted that some risks to the downside had increased, including the possibilities of a sharper-than-expected slowdown in global economic growth, particularly in China and Europe. The minutes go on to say a few participants expressed concern that longer-run inflation expectations may be lower than levels consistent with the committee's 2% inflation objective. Participants pointed to a variety of considerations that supported a patient approach to monetary policy at this juncture. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 63 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 4 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 2 points. U.S. consumers paid higher year-to-year prices for beef last year, but less for pork and poultry, underscoring consumer demand. According to USDA's Economic Research Service, the retail choice beef value last year was 0.25% more than the previous year at $5.92 a pound. Pork retail value was 1% less than a year earlier at $3.74 a pound. Composite broiler retail value was 0.15% less at an average of $1.87. Between less cattle slaughter and lighter carcass weights, ERS's latest projection for beef production last year is 26.9 billion pounds. For this year, it's projected at 27.6 billion pounds. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 21st of February. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.